The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzie. Our heroes picked up a stoner space droid who managed to fix Waka Waka's bike. Brash won over the hackers before the rest of the crew could interfere. Engage 311 has adapted to its new environment with aplomb. Waka Waka made art with his blood, then Vic found out that his parents have been kidnapped by a Gripa the Hutt. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Previously, you rescued some hackers, and while they all have vast and interesting and varied histories, I'm only going to play 3 of them. So imagine the rest of them is the faceless people in the back of a sports video game that look vaguely interesting, but not interesting enough.
Got it.
So you, Liskar DeLorean, the Bothan leader of the hacker team, introduces his 2 companions. So He says, "Yeah, I'm very sorry about your family, Mr. Denbar, was it?"
Yep, that's me. Yeah.
Excellent. I'm very sorry about that. Well, we're hoping to hook back up with Tutu's crew, and if we can get back with the Cup Syndicate, he might be able to help you.
Tutu.
Yeah, Tutu Cups. He runs the opposing syndicate to Agrippa the Hutt.
Tutu Cups. All right. Yeah, that would be extremely helpful. There's no way you could simply hack my parents out of Agrippa's clutches right now.
Let me see what I can do. And there's like a wicked montage of all of them.
Cracks his knuckles. And
yeah, they're like tapping away. And then finally they all just look at each other and like, okay, no, that was definitely, we overshot on that one. Ever since we did Holonet leaks, we've been a pretty cool crew, but we can't do that.
So Brash has been sitting by while it was all Vic sort of figuring out stuff with his parents. But now that actual strategy has been involved and slowly fallen apart, he's going to reinsert himself into the conversation.
So I understand that you've got connections with the Cups Syndicate. Now we have an interest in falling in with them and also with freeing Vic's family from Agrippa and dealing with things. Now, we were looking for coordinates for secret facilities, and we thought we would need those to get in with the Cups. But hey, you're saying maybe we could just all be friends?
Oh, yeah, no, we were also tasked with getting those codes. We got a message in a jukebox, and we listened real good, and then we started doing the hacking, but unfortunately that's when the Black Sun showed up. So yeah, we've got those codes, and honestly, we owe you one, so we'd be happy to hook you up.
We should deliver these guys there. That's like we're part of the job, then.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that. What do you think, William J. LePantomane and the surveillance expert, Fashion Santa, is like, yeah.
I'm just going to write down William.
What do you think, the Ewok? And he's like, yeah.
Fart sound, got it.
It's spelled P-L-W-F, apparently, I'm told by someone on Patreon.
All right, so do you have coordinates where I can fly this wonderful, majestic bird of space?
Sure do. Tell him. And he's like, yup, 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 yup.
Do I understand that, Tom?
No. No, you don't. Vic certainly does. I mean, he doesn't, but like, he thinks he does.
I get it.
What numbers do you write down?
I write down 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6.
Can you imagine if those were actually it? Engage, you as a modified protocol droid actually do understand what the Ewok says, so you now have the coordinates.
Yeah, so that I'm going to have to step on your toes there and say that's wrong. I do have the coordinates, but I just want to circle back to one thing. I think I got my wires scrambled. Are you working to get back your parents? You're putting in effort to save your parents, is that correct?
Yes, yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this would streamline things, but have you thought about maybe, I don't know, letting them die?
That has been pitched, actually, by Vic for a while.
I know you bloviating gas bags, if you could let me say as much.
Sure,
care about, you know, those that born you, but I don't know. I mean, you know, fucking shit or get off the pot and, you know.
This would have been a fine plan if I hadn't found out that the fortune that I had amassed has since disappeared along with... Alderaan. Alderaan blew up, by the way. It was news to me. But Alderaan's gone, man.
Oh, that,
I'm sorry.
That planet with that...
With all of my money on it, yes.
Oh, shit.
So now I got to make sure that I'm still in the will before they kick it, you know? So I gotta, you know, do like the good son thing, the favorite son, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Macaulay Culkin, yeah.
I mean, could the hackers perhaps find out what the will looks like?
I mean, look, we're pretty good, but we're not that good.
You know, I'm going to step in here again because I see a surprising lack of efficiency on this ship. I mean, these hackers, sure, they're working, but are they working hard? This guy says he can't do it. I don't know. If this was my operation, lashes?
Like eyelashes?
No, like lashes on the back, you know.
Is that a thing? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is, I think.
It increases productivity 120%.
Brash, did you hear that?
It is.
Eyelashes on the back. Little butterfly kisses
no,
on the
you,
back.
No, you misunderstood what I said there.
I've already left the room.
Brash?
He's going to go pilot.
Anyways, here's the coordinates, okay?
Oh, great. I'll deliver those to Bresh as the leader. They should be entrusted with me.
Vic, you go striding purposefully down the hall.
Yep, strutting.
As you do, you're sort of passing the spot where you sort of like stowed the contraband.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk past it, you just hear, "Why in such a hurry, Vic Denbar?"
Who's that? Hello?
Perhaps you should open the case and find out your destiny.
You're in the little... Hang on a second. And I'll pull the case out of the shelving unit. And I think we had it set so that no one of us could
all
open
three
it.
Of you would be needed to open it, yes.
Yeah. So I'll be like, my destiny's in here?
You don't
Hello?
Hear anything.
Hey. I'll tuck it under my arm and I'll walk to the... to the cockpit with it, along with the coordinates to give to Brash.
Sure. So, Brash, you've just settled back into the cockpit when the door opens behind you.
We haven't even repaired the door. I think it's just broken.
The hole, yeah.
It's just a hole.
Yeah. You have a sense of smug superiority over your shoulder.
Yes.
And I just set myself down in the would it be like the co-pilot seat beside you or like navigator or I don't know how that would.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just imagining the Millennium Falcon cockpit because that's an easy one for Star Wars.
And I'll just kick my feet up on the console and be like, here are the coordinates. Those are for you. What do you say we crack this bad boy open? I think we're ready for round two with whatever that laser sword was.
You are such a charmer. And I simultaneously play back the conversation log to make sure that the code he gave me isn't just random numbers.
Yes, it is an actual code.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to program that in and go, well, you know, I think that's a later thing. There's like a now and a later. One of those will save your family, and the other will overly complicate a relationship while showing something that's arguably priceless to a new psychopathic droid on a ship full of hackers.
Yeah, I want the first thing, and I think it's in the box, because I heard a voice say that my destiny, a.k.a. my family's fortune, is in the box.
But we know it isn't in the box.
But I heard a voice, Normally, it's just my own voice in my head, and it's very pleasing. And this was an abrasive, grumbly voice, so I knew something was going on. Because that's not how I talk to myself. I treat myself with care.
So you're saying a terrifying person told you to open a box, and you've decided that must be the thing you should do?
I wasn't terrified. I feel like that's editorializing on your part. I very bravely brought the box over here, and I think I'm brave enough to confront my destiny, a.k.a. massive fortune.
Well, do you know what? Sometimes what they say about destiny is... it comes later.
Like a few seconds from now? Come on, let's get in on this.
So we smash cut back to Waka. You've just finished painting the people from the ship on the Righteous Indignation.
Yeah.
And Engage, you've kind of come walking over. You're just sort of observing as Waka finishes it. We didn't actually describe what Waka looks like. He's wearing sort of a Mandalorian armor with almost a fleur-de-lis pattern on the helmet. It's got, I believe the term was wicked cool racing stripes.
Yeah, on the helmet. His body armor is kind of Judge Dreddy. It's and he acts kind of and talks kind of like a space punisher kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. He's also covered in knives.
Yeah.
My headcanon is you're basically if the Shredder was a Mandalorian.
Yes. Yes. I have little magnets on me that I got off of our old ship from the fridge, and I put knives on them. And we used to have a team member named Dibs, who I saw as my magical sensei to teach me magic. And he had these little trick wrist gauntlets, which I've attached powerful knives to.
By powerful knives, he means knives that are identical to the ones.
But they're plus one. They're plus one.
Yeah, because they got fire hardened from when his bike exploded and killed Dibs.
They're plus one, yeah. And then I have under my shirt a little vial of Dibs ashes.
I see.
To remember my sensei.
And they're hanging around your neck.
But inside my shirt.
Inside your shirt.
Okay. Yeah, so you can't see. It's like, yeah.
So that part of the story won't affect you in any way, shape, or form. But it's true for Adam.
Yeah, no, it's true, yeah.
Hey, so are you happy with your little bike there?
Uh-huh. Ooh, oh, good. Let me show you what I painted. See, that's me.
Oh, yeah, that is.
That guy is Vic.
Oh, okay.
That guy's Brash.
Uh-huh.
This is my magic sensei, Dibs.
Oh, wow.
He's the big guy with the angels in the top. then these are all the people we rescued.
That's Shatterstar. She's sitting in the corner because she couldn't fix my bike. Hold on.
Rescued?
Yeah, all the hacker people that we rescued.
Okay, right. Yeah. So you rescue people. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that's a choice.
Then that really big uh-huh. guy there, that's me. And then this little stick figure guy is you.
Oh, great. Hey, you know what? That deserves a high five. Okay, high five.
Okay.
There we are. So, do you perchance have some kind of brain disorder or are you suffering from some sort of general malaise of the mind, if you will?
Well, it might be this. And I take off my helmet and I show my, like, metal plate. I think it happened because of this.
Oh, yeah. That lightsaber wound would definitely do it. Okay, so you're working with limited gray matter inside that little tickle trunk you call a brain, huh? You got very few smarts, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, my smarties aren't there.
You are adorable. I'm going to give you a belly rub.
Oh,
there you go. Hey, there you go.
See that fridge over there?
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, why don't you empty it out, and I'm going to go grab a friend of mine and put them in there.
Who are you gonna?
I'll be right back.
Okay.
And then I run back to the gunner room where I've stored Kano. and I kind of, he was another person that we had, and he died in a fight. But
and then
I,
he wore him as a suit.
I wore him as a suit, so I kind of folded him underneath my seat. So I kind of unfold him, and I like sneak back, and I'm like, okay, is the fridge empty?
Yeah, it's. It was pretty empty before, but yeah.
Okay, stand back. And then I kind of like run at the fridge and just, and then just ram him in and I close the door.
Adam, go ahead and roll me an athletics check. Or brawl. Well, let's go with brawl.
Brawl.
Brawl check, please.
Okay. So I have two brawls. So what do I do? I do two.
So you
green?
Get two brawl, and then you, how many brawn do you have?
Oh, brawn.
These are two similarly
two
named.
Two brawn, two brawls.
Okay, so those two green will become two yellow.
Okay.
You guys know how when you let meat go bad, you put it in the fridge and then it's better? You know how when you do that?
Yeah. Oh, Tyler, don't worry. The dice are coming. Adam, I'm going to need you to grab three purple. Okay. I'm going to turn one of them into a red.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one blue for Engage opening the fridge and kind of like obviously trying to help. I'm going to give you two black, just continuing to stack onto the decay of this desiccated, flayed corpse that you wore as an apron for a bit in the vacuum of space and then also inside the cabin. So cool. Yeah, that looks like a sufficiently big roll.
Can I brace?
Yeah, man.
Does it get to like by get rid of
no,
one?
No, it doesn't help you at all. Oh. But you can brace.
Okay.
Actually, no. You know what? This would count as a brace. You can 100% brace. So drop one black dice.
All right.
Because like you, I think you just tense in a. It doesn't matter if this won't fit the size of the thing it's going in. I'm gonna stuff this body in this box no matter what.
I was gonna say, Tom, did you use Destiny to make it harder for him?
I did.
Okay, good. I was gonna. So I was like, can I?
I guess that means I can't use Destiny, right? No. Okay. No? No, that's fine. All right. Unless you want to. No.
I think we should put a house rule in that if one side uses Destiny, we'll just leave it. Yes, whoever calls it first.
I think that's what we said, right?
So, like, so we can't just like flip them back and forth.
No, yes.
Yeah.
No, yes.
No, yes.
Okay.
No, yes.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that now. Well, not right now, but, you know. God damn it, he's done it again.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm so bad at this. So I got, those are nothing. I have one success. Oh, two successes and an advantage. And then those dudes are threat. So I have one threat and two success.
He has two threat, two success.
Okay.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
Oh boy. Okay. So yeah, sure. So you slam the body in with a sickening like as like the rotting meat just kind of schlups against the fridge, and then you kind of scoop up what's getting away and stuff it in there, and then N-Gage closes the door. The threat, however, is Nyx is still in the room with you. And it's just like his eyes are wide in horror.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
And he's like vomiting from the smell, but like very painfully.
Hey, Nikki, you good at keeping secrets?
He's like trying to nod, but also vomiting.
Hey, if you want, I can scoop his eyeballs out and take out the tongue. That way, dead man don't tell no tales.
Does that help with secrets being kept?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
Nyx.
So
Guy Bradford just shaking shit up on this show.
Do you know what? I'm gonna miss N-Gage.
So you close in on dear sweet Nyx. Back in the cockpit.
Let's find a reason to check on Nyx.
Here's the deal. I think if you want to open this box.
I do.
Right now, we all have an equal share, and my share says we don't open it. But do you know what they say? Sometimes people's minds can be changed if they receive more of something. Maybe I get 50% of what's in the box, and you get 10, 20.
Okay. Brash, I hate to do this. I hate to pull rank, but I'm going to pull rank. I'm doing it right now. I've pulled rank, and so...
I hate to do
this. You know what that means.
I hate to do this,
and
too.
And if you could just say it out loud so I know you know.
I hate to have to pull something, too, and I just pull a gun. And I'm like, you can leave, or we can just come to an agreement about how much of this box I own. And I'm thinking 60%, because I'm getting tired now.
Let's stick to the old agreement three ways, and I'm going to go talk to Waka. And I walk down the hall.
All right, Brash, you throw it into hyperspace.
Yeah, exactly.
To the destination.
And I fall over.
Then you kind of struggle to your feet. You walk in to see N-Gage approaching Nyx with a spoon out.
Oh, he's already been fed, N-Gage, but thank you. Also, you're not holding any food.
The room smells of rancid meat.
What have you been feeding him?
Oh, no, Waka had a little mess, you see, and
N-Gage secrets.
Oh, sorry, pal. Anyways, Nyx, how you doing?
You talking to me or Nyx?
No, you.
Yeah, I'm Vic.
Yeah, I know.
This will be a lot easier once you kill most of the NPCs.
Nyx is like shaking his head and like ooh, okay. He's like covered in vomit.
Nyx, you get a pass today. Run off, take a shower, whatever you do.
He like tries to scooch wheel the stretcher he's on alone out into the hallway. Then you just hear go.
I guess I just watch him slowly go past. I'm like, you all right? I'll see you, Nyx.
Vic.
Yeah.
I want you to know you got a real special guy over here. Okay,
Oh, is that Waka in the back?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. N-Gage, we didn't have Nyx keep the secrets. Don't mind us, Vic. N-Gage, we have to go after Nyx and have him keep his secret. Or else it'll get out, the secret.
What secret?
Oh, no, now he knows the secret.
What are you guys talking about in my room?
We're not talking about the secret. Hey, we should go get Nyx so he doesn't tell the secret.
What secret, though?
Oh.
What secret?
Wait,
I'm going to pull rank. I've done it once already, and I'm getting pretty good at it.
You're going to pull what out?
Rank. You'll see.
Is this another NPC?
Tyler, go ahead and roll me a perception check, please.
Perception? Let's have a look at that.
It's cunning and perception.
So that is nothing and 3.
I'm going to give you a boost dice because it smells very bad in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you another boost dice because I feel like Waka is constantly, every time it says the secret, looking at the fridge,
mm-hmm.
like very clearly indicating where it is.
And there are bits of a dead guy on the floor.
Yeah, we'll see. I also just don't think Vic has ever seen a fridge or knows what it is, so that's also a problem. I'll give you one purple.
Oh my God.
Just for lack of fridge knowledge.
Yeah, and I think... Let's say 2 black from Waka and N-Gage actively try to prevent you from seeing what this is.
Just running interference.
Yep. and Vic being distractible enough that pretty much anything is interference.
That's a lot. Oh, no, it's only two with nothing on them. So that's two successes, three successes, and three advantage, are we calling it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so as you scan the bar to see how your booze stock is going after Brash so callously took a couple bottles to go give the hackers, you notice gore around the edges of your fridge as though someone, like, put a stopper in a jar that was just shallow enough that all the liquid gushed out the sides of it. And you see Walker just casually leaning against the fridge that is slowly leaking blood and meat.
Walker, did you bring that in here?
Oh, hey, Vic, when did you get here?
And I'll walk over and I'll just look at him and I'm like, rank. I'm pulling it and I'll try and just pull the door open.
I'm leaning against the door and I'm big.
Let me explain something to you, Waka, about pulling rank. I've heard it in movies, and it's pretty serious. Have you ever had rank pulled on you?
I honestly don't remember.
Well, step
yeah,
aside,
you have.
And I'll
yeah,
show
you. Have,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, look. Okay, I'll let you in on a secret. So, Engage and I were about to do a secret plan.
Okay.
And it's a secret. So,
let me get closer to the mic.
So that the listeners can get in on the
secret.
I
like eye contact. I like eye contact. Sorry. Okay, rewind.
Okay, so we have. So Engage and I, my bud, we're working on a secret plan. And that involves our good friend Kano.
Kano.
But, you
Kano's
know,
dead.
Yeah, he is.
Temporarily.
What do you mean temporarily?
So here's my plan. First, we got to keep Kano fresh, and that's where this fridge comes in handy.
We stuffed a dead corpse into, like, a tiny little freezer there. Oh, we saw one dude called Dix, and I tried to kill him to silence the whispers.
Well, Engage said that if you remove a person's eyes and tongue, then it keeps the secret better.
No. You pay them. You pay people to keep secrets.
is adorable.
Well, I don't have any. Can you pay him to keep the secrets?
Absolutely, I will. Don't hurt Nix. Nix is fine.
Okay, but okay.
He's not going to tell anyone. He can barely speak.
But it's still in the early stages. But Kano's going to play a very important role in saving my daughter.
Okay. Well, you know what else is going to play a very important role in saving your daughter? Getting into this here box, and I hold up the contraband.
That's the box with the light stick.
Yes, it's a laser sword. Waka, come on, that's okay. And so you and I agree we should crack this thing open, right?
Should we?
I think we should.
Okay,
great. That's 2-1. Waka, let's go get Brash.
In your head, you just hear. Don't you want to remember who you are?
Wait, Vic, did you just say something to me?
Yes, let's go bring this to Brash.
Yes, open the box, Waka Waka Fonzie.
Wait, how do you talk and then stop moving your mouth and then talk again?
I think that has more to do with your head injury than any ability that I have.
Oh. Engage in your head, you hear
1101101.
Oh, yeah, it's true. They all do look alike.
Brash, I feel like you're at this. I feel like there's like maybe a 4-minute time limit on how long you're willing to let all of them out of your sight before mutiny? Yeah. Question mark.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I probably would have left the cockpit at knowing that we're going where we need to go, and I just, like, lock the controls and code it, like, nah, fuck them, they can't ruin this, we're not all gonna die in space, because I have to go deal with idiots. And then on my way back, do I see Nix trying to wheel himself down the hallway?
You do. Now, when I say wheel himself down the hallway, I mean, he's scooching back and forth, and the stretcher is like...
Yeah, I'm gonna go to him and just be like, Nix, what... What is
he's you're covered in vomit?
You are covered in vomit. This is not great. What is going on?
He just manages to make a W with his hands.
Okay, so we need to get you into a room that psychopath doesn't have access to.
He gives
to,
you
correct?
Double thumbs up.
Wonderful. I actually trust you in the engine room.
So I'm going to take him to the engine room and like dust him off or whatever the fuck with some sort of gravity shower. I don't fucking know. Whatever I've got that'll clean him up.
I mean, if it's the engine room, it's probably like an emergency eye spray station.
Oh, yeah, that.
Just like hose him down.
Yeah, I'm just going to do what I need to do to keep him there and then like set him up with like a little mug of water, like a snack or some shit, and then just leave him in the engine room so he's looked after.
It's just more cocktail celery.
Honestly, it's all we got. Cocktail celery and bacon. I've got a few in like pockets that were hidden. You gotta feed a body
like
this.
Emergency bacon.
Yeah, and then I'll go back to find the others.
And you're gonna walk in on me holding up the case between Waka and Engage, and I'm explaining to Engage like, we should bring you in on this as well, because you joining will make Brash's share even smaller.
And I walk
and so
in
then
and
me
say,
and Waka, and you will have the big shares, and Brash will have the small one. It'll be 50-50-50, and then he gets nothing.
Oh, so you're trying to deceive organic life?
I'm just gonna lean against the door and watch now. I want to see how this
the
plays
light
out.
Isn't great.
I will play. Do you know what? I just need that little slit across the Angelica Houston in Adam's family Adam's eyes. Right, I'm just right. I'm watching.
That's a lot. No, no, it's like just a few words, but they're big words. Those are big words for basically yes, describing what I want to do. What I do at almost all times.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a LARF.
Perfect. You're in on the. What do we call this? We're the box gang.
The
we're going to get into this
box?
Thing. The secret boxing with the laser sword.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's a laser sword inside that thing.
Yes.
And how do you open it?
We need, Waka, myself, and Brash need to basically both be present to unlock this box. And my destiny is in there.
Could you use maybe like another laser sword to cut open that box?
That's the only laser sword on the ship is inside the box.
Oh, well, then I got some news for you. All of a sudden, his like bracers, his arm bracers that connect his forearm to his bicep, he disconnects them, he pounds them together, and he straps some pieces of metal, and then he... it's a Darth Maul.
You made it.
The blades snap hiss to life, and Waka, you realize you've seen this blade before. Moments before it entered your head.
Where did you get that from?
Pretty cool, huh? And look at this. I can pretend it's a cane. Oh,
you're marking on my floor with that.
Now it's an oar. I'm on a canoe.
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah, of course, pal.
And I pick it up and I take off my helmet and I kind of like...
your brain?
I disengage it and I kind of like hold it up to my head like to match the hole.
It's a perfect fit.
Marco, what are you doing?
And now, then I grab you and I hold you up. I'm like, who are you?
Easy.
Where are you from?
Whoa. Hey, do some breathing exercises. I can't do them, but you can.
So, stop breathing on me.
Has the Darth Maul saber fallen to the floor, I assume?
I guess.
I kind of toss it to the
floor. Great, I'm taking that.
Oh, no, you don't. Then I throw out one arm and I turn on a magnet. It goes, it disconnects back into
Brash,
the bracers.
You like kind of, it's like the leaping grasp, but as you do, yeah, it flies back into Engage, who just like immediately like snaps it back into his arms.
Hold on, this guy's up to something. I don't remember much, but I do have a memory of that lightsaber entering my head, and it looked exactly like what that guy had in his arms.
And I stand up into brilliant light, and I say, well, it looks like the box gang isn't holding together so well.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. merchandise. That's D-U-M-B, D-U-M-B, D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.